Good evening, everybody. I'm sitting here with Corey Woods, a.k.a. Raekwon the Chef. Thank you so much for taking this time to kick it with me today. No. You know, Baltimore style, you know? What's going on, yeah. Right?
I'm chilling. That was funny right there to me. I never heard nobody say my government out like that.
Your
you
whole
know?
Government, Corey Woods. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I was sitting here. I was just like, wow, we got the call today about doing the interview. I was like really psyched. We've been trying to solidify things for a few weeks. And I just had to dig in the crates. It felt so good. You know, you don't really get that sound, you know, anymore with this, the new hip hop, you know, that's going right. on today, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just shout out to you for just, you know, keeping your head in the game, just staying committed. And really, that's one of my major questions for you, Ray. You know, with, I think we can all agree the landscape of hip hop has changed tremendously, you know, over the past decade. Yeah. What's your motivation? Like, what keeps your head in the game and really what's your cause?
You know what keep me going? It's the people. It's the people that keep me going because, you know, I come from the bottom and, you know, I always felt like the culture always was talking to me and it was explaining how, you know, tough times could always become better times. Mm-hmm. And when I had the opportunity to express my craft and get accepted, you know, to this day, people still show me love after 20 years. And, you know, that makes me feel good, you know, to know that, dag, I did something great with my life. And, you know, of course, I didn't have a perfect life. You know, I made a lot of mistakes and, you know, I learned from them. But more importantly, this culture has allowed me to, you know, put my dreams in perspective. So now when I see dudes, you know, they call me a legend. Yo, your music is classic. Mm-hmm. You made classics. You're still doing your thing. That motivates me to get back in there and keep continuing to do it because I love this. I don't do it just for paper. I do it because I'm putting out a message, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that, you know, a lot of times, you know, as us as being black people, you know, we got to hold on to what we created.
Absolutely.
We got to do it. We got to do it in the greatest way. So if I could be a messenger for all those young kids out there that's wanting to get involved with this music and knowing that they can make it last as long as they stay true to it, I'm down for that. So I just felt like I got a job to do, not only as giving out great music, but just to my fans and to my friends, and just let them know that, yo, keep that hope alive, keep that positivity going, and you can do whatever you want to do. So that's just my job right now. I come as a messenger to those that need the knowledge, need the food. You know, if you want to eat the food and you know it's good for you, I want to be the one to serve it to you. So all of this just allows me to just continue to grow because this is the culture that helped my life. You know, sometimes I think, damn, what would I be doing if I wasn't into the music business? You know, it'd be tough for me because I come from a scuffed up town. Everything wasn't guaranteed for us, but we didn't give up. And we had good people in our corners, such as our parents, and, you know, they did the best that they could do. And now, you know, we in a situation where we could take care of them now and help them in the greatest way because of them watching over us and keeping us, you know, keeping us away from the bullshit, you know what I mean? Excuse my language, but, you know, it's so important, though, that, you know, as adults now that we watch our children and we make sure that they, you know, help them if they're trying to do something positive, man, you know, be their role models for real because, you know, it's easy for us as musicians to say, that we're their role models, but the real role model is your mother and your father and your grandmother, your grandparents, your aunts and all of them, the ones that's there with you every day dealing with you and dealing with the things that you've been through. You know, if you keep them positive, they're going to stay positive. If you don't, then you leave them out there to be alone and now they're forced to experience things that they may not be ready to.
And you know what's interesting is, though?
It starts from home.
And there's always, you know, with the older music that I can appreciate, you know, there always seem to be just more messages in the music. You know, to your point, technically, your parents should be your role models. They should be your initial influences. But, you know, I can say as a female just growing up in Baltimore City, you know, my mom was a single parent. I grew up without a dad. So I learned my lessons hard. You know, I gravitated towards hip hop because I got so many lessons in the music, you know, and in my opinion, I feel as though that's what's missing from hip hop today. You know, everybody's popping pills, you know, everybody's, you know, at the club. It's just like, it's always a party. And it's just like, you know, who's really working? Like Fab says, is everybody a boss? Who really working? You know, and I guess my question is, it's like, you know, you've been in the game since like 91, 92. I remember, you know, just hearing your voice the first time, you know, on Cream. I was just like, wow, I was like in the seventh grade. I'm telling my age right now. It's just like, you know, but when you just look at the industry, you know, how the sound has changed, you know, everything has constantly evolved. What have you done to kind of stay relevant so that you're not, you know, just, you know, becoming complacent?
You know what it is with me? It's just that, like you said, you know, we came up in a time where, you know, you had to say something. You had to be not only a great artist, but you had to be interesting, too, and have some kind of conceptual mind frame to what's going on today in society. Now it's different. You know, these kids, they pretty much, they lost. But they lost to a degree to where everybody don't want to always party and have to be educated with partying. They just want to party. They just want to go out, pop bottles, see the women, see the guys, and just feel like, you know what? I'm having fun right now. And that's cool if that's what it is that you want to do. As far as the abuse of drugs and all of this, all of that is new to me. It's like, wow, I never thought, you know, that we would be idolizing the user more than idolizing the person that's getting money or, you know, now it's different now, but it's a different day for us today. And like I said, you know, this is what sometimes we get subjected to because we hear it on the radio, you know, we praise these artists that because they sell so many units that we put them on a pedestal because of just selling records, not on the pedestal of being a conscious rapper or being somebody that's dropping jewels or whatever. We give them credit because of numbers, because of sales. And then when they come around, you know, they give off this energy that, you know, I made it. It's cool to do this. This is the music y'all like me for. This is how I made it. This is what I'm about. And people accept it. And they accept it, and they really don't understand that, you know, just because that's how he made it, that don't necessarily mean that's what he stand on. But, you know, it's a lot of people out there that's not as smart as others, you know. It might be 10% that get it, and the other 90% is just caught up in, yo, I want to be like that. That's how he did it. Oh, yo, he popping lean, and he doing lean, and he making hit records from that. Let me go hit the lean now. Let me go act like this. You know, let me do this to think that that's going to be better for me. And now it has taken over in a way to where now these young kids, they feel like, yo, in order to be hot, this is what I got to do. So like I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, everything that you may see, everything that glitters ain't always gold.
Correct.
You know, and it's about you. It's for you to take it in the greatest way to knowing that, you know what, that's him. That ain't me. You know what I mean? I respect the music, but I don't got to do the stuff that I think that he got to do for him. That's just his prerogative. But, you know, like I said, a lot of times the music is driven from the power of sales, the power of, you know, just that in my eyes.
Absolutely.
And that's just my opinion. You know, that's just my opinion.
I agree. And as a consumer and even just, you know, being a radio personality, it personally seems as if all of the white people, all the industry execs, they have had a secret meeting and have decided to, you know, just push just a certain style of music, you know, to your point, you know, with the, you know, with the drug use and just with the heavy partying. And you don't really get a good mixture of that, like you did in the 90s. You know, you kind of had your conscious hip hop, and then you kind of had your rap, which kind of gave you more of that street flow. And what's interesting, just hearing your latest album, The Wild, it still kind of puts you in that same, you know, mindset that Only Built for Cuba Links did, you know, over 22 right. years ago, you know. So I guess my question is, how have you been able to really just kind of keep that creative control over your projects and not, you know, subjecting yourself to this newer sound that we're hearing?
Yeah. You know, number one for me, it's like when you come up in the 90s, it's important that you make music that is timeless, you know, and I think that that's always my mission when I make an album. You know, it's for it to be timeless, for mm-hmm. you to be able to play it 20 years from now when it still exists, mm-hmm. you know. I've never been a guy that always wanted to do the same thing over and over, but, you know, a lot of people know me for coming out with that quote-unquote hustler style of rap mm-hmm. that I brought to the table, and that was only because that's the only thing I knew at that time when I was coming up in the game, and I was fortunate to get a record deal and come in with some great members in my crew, and we become successful. But at the end of the day, I always feel like it was my job to also be versatile and, you know, put more consciousness in my music, because mm-hmm. I'm not out there no more like that. But I still recognize where I came from.
Absolutely.
So they say, if a man don't know where he came from, how he gonna know where he's going? Mm-hmm. So I always keep that close to my mind and my heart. But at the same time, I do want to try to talk about other things. That's why you see, you know, I love to tell stories. I love to, you know, kind of narrate certain situations and certain people in the game that I respect. And, you know, on my recent album, I did a record about Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
one of my favorite songs on the album.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I know he had a tough life and, you know, he's been through some things, and that just made me even more closer to him because I know that I can relate to his story. So mm-hmm. really the bottom line, what I'm saying is that it's important as an artist to be creative, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that that's what I've been doing for this long, is just to be able to continue to be creative and not kind of like keep dwelling on the same thing all the time.
Absolutely.
And that has a lot to do with my longevity right now, is that mm-hmm. people could say, yo, Ray, you could relate to the streets. You could relate to a kid that plays sports. You could relate to a kid that, a philosopher, mm-hmm. you know. To me, as an artist, we're supposed to always switch it up, always be creative, because if you're not being creative, then what are you doing?
Absolutely.
You know, music is a universal language, man.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the same way how you said earlier, yo, that was your education
mm-hmm.
when you came up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like if we don't educate ourselves, or at least have a couple of artists out there that is doing it, and they being blocked, it's like they can only be blocked if we allow ourselves to not open up our mind to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to keep those, you know, like it's a lot of controversy about Jay's new album, 444. You know, I like it.
It was his personal diary. I was like, what's going on, Jay? It felt like I was reading Jay's diary for a second. It's just like, you know, it didn't really give me the classic production that I was looking for. But he got a couple tracks, so he got a couple tracks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you know how it goes. You know, every time, everything ain't going to always hit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's just all about, shifting the climate and culture and, you know, giving people a different perspective. You know, everything ain't always about being in a club and popping bottles and saying the same like, don't get me wrong, I can relate to that music, but sometimes it's like, yo, I need to be inspired.
I need something else,
you know?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I just want to get away from that, but like I always say, and I say this to the fans all the time, music is like going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You go to the movies, they're going to have all selections, horror, comedy, whatever, sci-fi, thriller, whatever you want. And then mm-hmm. you pick what you want to see at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with music, you know? You know, sometimes I can't understand why radio may not play some of the records that we feel are great records, but since they're not, you know, that talk that people talking today, you just forget about it. I don't think that's fair, but, you know, who am I to say how these radio stations make their money?
Cool.
You know, they make their money according to how they feel they make their money. But when we came up, it was always about being authentic.
The content.
To say,
mm-hmm.
You know, being versatile. Give me a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just one track minded. And now, you know, like I heard one of my rap friends say, like, yo, the strippers is the new A&Rs. It's like, when he said that. It was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But then I could understand why he said that. You know, it's like, yo, now you could go to a club and dudes won't even play your record because it's like, yo, it ain't that kind of music. And to me, that bothers me sometimes. You know?
It does.
It ain't even coming from a hate perspective. I'm not hating. Yo, do what you do. But still, don't think of it like, yo, you can't rock a club without having to hear booty music all night.
Correct.
That's not cool.
Correct.
You know, so everybody has their way of doing things, though. But like I said, the climate has changed. It's different now, you know. And a lot of people that really love music, they really don't really understand it, but they just go because they want to have a good time. You know, and that's cool. But, you know, I make music for the cause. You know, I tell people in a minute, yo, I don't make the music that rocks the club. I make the music that when you're in your car, you chilling and you thinking and you got time.
Mm-hmm.
You got time on your hands to listen to something that you can feel is creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ray's telling me something. He's mm-hmm. giving, you know, he's being, like you said, he's giving me a little bit of everything, but he's growing at the same time. This man is being a true artist, and I think that's what we need more. We need more true artists so they'll know that, yo, man, my music is about... It's about, I tell any cat, yo, listen, if you can last in the business for over 2 decades with your music, you did good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that's going to last,
mm-hmm.
and you really seriously think that's going to last, you got a problem, because that's not going to last. It's dope now, but I think a real true artist wants his music to be heard for a lifetime, not just for a duration.
What do you listen to, Ray? And it's the last question I have because we got to wrap things up. But I definitely want you to tell our listeners, you know, where they can find out more about you, how they can follow you. And before we go, you know, from my experience, just, you know, working with a lot of different artists, most of the time they're not listening to hip hop, you know, when they're not working. So what do you predominantly listen to, you know, when you're not working? Who who's usually in your changer?
Well, to be honest with you, and I'm keeping this super real, it's like, I listen to a lot of Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to, you know, I'm big on disco music. I love disco. It's just something that makes you feel good about
mm-hmm.
that music. I miss that music so much. Maybe it's because I'm at that age. You know, I'm a little of an OG, and I'm a proud OG because I feel good. Skin is clean, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so I take care of myself in the greatest way. But I listen to, you know, pretty much everything, you know. I give everything a shot, you know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know, music is, like I said, the pulse to our way of thinking, and I really enjoy listening to great artists do their work, you know? It's
okay.
Like, just because I like it don't necessarily mean I love it, but I do respect it because music, it does so much for, you know, our communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our way of living, you know, how many jobs that we could say people got from this music, you know? So I kind of like stuck into my little 90s and 90s chamber, but I do respect other music. So you get a little bit out of me. But right now, I'm on my OG heavy. I'm listening to that.
Well, listen, you definitely still got some diehard fans here in Baltimore. You know, we keep it real rugged, and we will
be. I love my people out there, man. Some strong people there, man.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a chance to kick it when you come to Baltimore next Thursday, the Wild Tour at Baltimore Soundstage for all the listeners, Thursday, February 13th. Get your tickets. Come out, support. It's going to be an awesome show. Ray, we'll definitely talk offline, and looking forward to kicking it with you and just enjoying a great show. I just want to say keep doing what you're doing, and stay sucker free, man.
Thanks, Queen. You already know. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.